live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Today on QCL, honoring the immigrant and refugee experience with an annual celebration showcasing what makes these cultures unique and beautiful. A chance to walk the red carpet in an effort to fundraise for an important documentary. We'll learn more about QC Pride and Memory. And later, a youth improv group offering year-round programming and a summer camp. We'll have details on how to get your child involved. April 12th, we made it to the end of the week. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Morgan Otier. Well, ticket sales are underway now for the 2024 Quad Cities Beer Battle on the Bell. And here to tell us more about this fun, popular event is Ryan McCredden from Town Square Media. Ryan, welcome back.
It's good to be here.
It's been too long.
I know, it has been. Yeah. But this time I brought beer, so it's even better.
Well, we made you.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
No, this is such a super fun event. It's a way to get people from the Quad Cities, out-of-towners if they care to join, on neutral territory on the Mississippi River between Iowa and Illinois, and they're going to get to try beers from all different craft breweries. How long have you guys been doing this event now?
This is the third year now, and yeah, we hold on the neutral water, so we're not playing favorites to either side. That's the goal of this. And yeah, there's 13 different regional breweries that we bring on board, and then another five, call them like Midwest breweries.
Sure.
So there's
there's
somewhere between like 40 and 60 different beers you can sample.
Oh my
goodness. I brought in one. Sorry, I didn't bring in all 60.
You brought in one, and he's not going to say who it's by because we don't want to play favorites.
Right, exactly. But I mean, it's Friday, right?
This is the way it started. You said it was an amber?
It's good as what it
is. I asked as he's drinking.
Vienna style lager amber.
It's good.
Yes.
Is this going to be, do you know if this is going to be one of the beers that is on?
That will be one of them, yes.
Well, I'm here to say it's fabulous.
One of the 60.
One of the so many beers.
Yes. And so when people get their ticket, they get to sample whichever ones they like. They can walk through, and some of them might be different styles they don't like. Some of them might be these that they do. And they get it in one of these fancy little pint glasses here with either US 1049, 97X, B100, or IROC 93.5. They get their choice.
Very cool.
I only brought these two, but then I did bring...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this is my personal one here.
Yeah.
So
are you going to bring that on the celebration bell?
Yeah. Everyone else gets samples. I get this one here.
You get the big guy. Okay, so talk about how this all works. You get a passport, correct?
Yep. So when you get on the celebration bell, which is in Moline on River Drive, you park right there.
Yeah.
You'll get yourself a passport that has all the different breweries on it.
Okay.
And basically you can take notes if you want to remember which ones you liked, which ones you didn't like, things like that. And at the end of it, we, you know, we cruise up and down the river, of course, and sampling, enjoying everything. And then at the end of it, you vote for your favorite.
Okay.
And the winning brewery, we give them a fun little trophy.
That's awesome.
Some advertising with Town Square Media.
Especially when they're competing against all those different breweries. I mean, that is like huge bragging rights.
It absolutely
is. Especially for a people's choice.
Yes, and we really thought that it was going to be just, oh, breweries will come and have fun and whatever. Oh, they're serious about it. Oh, they start talking about this is this one and this is, and we're like, oh,
they
wow.
do take
oh,
it seriously.
Take
it
very
is an art.
Seriously.
It is a science. They take it very seriously. Okay, so there's going to be a little food on board. You guys are going to do what? Pizza?
Pizza. Yep. So, and the passport also comes a slice of pizza with it because if you're drinking this much beer, you also need to have some food in your belly.
Yeah.
So you get a little pizza in there as well, and we call it the entertainment of all your favorite Town Square Media hosts. So, you know, Dwyer Michaels. And,
you're going to get to see some of your favorites on board as well. So kind of take us through the day. You guys, people will start boarding, what, like 11:30 noon? And you kind of hang out for a little bit, wait for all the stragglers, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the line forms early. People want to get on early.
Yeah.
But then, yes, at about 11:30 or so is when we start letting everybody on.
Okay.
About a half hour or so dockside. Cruise the river for about two and a half hours.
That's so fun.
I will say last year, the actual cruise part took longer because last year we were still dealing with the flooding.
Oh.
And so the river was just raging. So it took a little while to come back up.
Gotta be careful.
But this time, That shouldn't be the case.
No.
So it should be about a two-hour cruise.
Yeah. Knock on wood.
Should be fine over the next month. Where's Kyle?
Right.
Should be fine over the next month. Cruise underneath the new bridge, which is always a highlight. They always hit the horn, and everyone comes up and sees that.
It is so cool to just be on, you know, the Bell in general. A lot of people have lived here for so, so many years, and they've never felt like they have an opportunity to go for whatever reason. You can buy a ticket anytime, of course. But what a cool way to experience, honestly, multiple Quad Cities attractions in one spot.
It really is. Like, it's a little hidden gem that I don't think enough people know about and take advantage of.
Yeah.
And this is a cool way to be able to do it, you know, to get on the river and just to cruise. And I mean, what is a great boat just to go up and down and
be a tourist in your own backyard.
Exactly.
Very cool. And what a great excuse. Try all these beers while you're at it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, that too.
Well, we should mention to people, though, tickets to this notoriously sell out very, very fast. Again, it's just your third year, but your first 2 years. I think I had you on 1 year, and we had you on fully knowing it was sold out.
100%.
And we had to.
This year, almost the same thing.
Okay.
We hit the sellout mark actually earlier today. However, we said, you know what? Let's just hold some back because we're going on with Morgan. So we held some back. So
you guys are welcome.
This is it. If you want to get on this thing, this is your chance right now.
This is your chance. You are watching right now, loaded up on the internet. Okay, here's the info. Beer Battle on the Bell is Saturday, May 11th. For tickets, you can head to iRock935.com, and they're going to have a link right there for you to sign up, register, purchase your ticket. I think they're, what, like $30 or something?
$35.
$35.
And no fees.
Great. So that's how you do that. And a reminder, there are not that many spots left. Ryan, thank you as always for joining us today.
Appreciate it.
Much appreciated. Well, up next, honoring the Quad Cities diverse immigrant and refugee population with a special citizenship honors dinner. We'll preview this impactful event and learn more about who's taking part.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
We are celebrating the rich diversity of the Quad Cities today with a group of people whose sole purpose is supporting immigrants and refugees transitioning to the United States. Firdaus Ahmad from QC Air and Daniel Marvin from Black Hawk College are both here to talk about the Citizenship Honors Dinner. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you
so much for chatting with me today. So Firdaus, welcome back, I should say, because it was such a joy having you last time you spoke about this event on the show. Let's start with what QC Air actually does.
Okay, QC Air, as the name goes, Quad City Immigration, Alliance for Immigration and Refugees, is a nonprofit organization that was established about 12 years ago. The main mission is to welcome the new immigrants and refugees in the area and integrate them into the Quad City communities. Mm-hmm. Now, we do this so that they're successful and they can build healthy, self-sufficient, and ethnically diverse community.
Yeah.
We do this by connecting them to the local resources and the local social services in the area. It's an organization with a wonderful group of staff and volunteers that want to make a difference.
Yeah.
So I will mention just a few of the core programs. They are the immigration and refugee navigation program, the citizenship education program, they have gardening plots, they have support for the DACA and the outreach program, and they connect them to these Illinois social services like WIC, SNAP, Medicare, Medicaid. And
I have to say, I mean, so a lot of people know that I'm not from here, I'm from Canada, but I speak English. You know, things are a little bit easier. So when I moved to the United States or when I got my citizenship here in the United States, everything was very, very hard still, but I could speak the language. I mean, talk about what this really does for folks to try and connect them to these services, because it's got to be bewildering, it's got to be scary, especially if you're coming from such a vastly different culture.
So they also have, in the citizenship education program, they also have, they've started the English classes.
Yeah.
So there's support for that.
It's
they
great.
Have the civic classes. I mean, all these classes are free and people can enlist in
Amazing.
Them and join them.
Amazing.
So if you know somebody, who needs it, you know, connect them to the organization. Yeah. Just go to their website. And
we'll put all of that on the screen for folks as well at the end of the segment. Daniel, you're with Black Hawk College. You are hosting this big event coming up, this Citizenship Honors Dinner. Why does Black Hawk College want to get involved with QC Air? How you guys wanting to help with that?
Black Hawk College is always looking to make partners. And finding individuals like QC Air really helps lend a voice. Because when you partner, it helps to expand a way you can do with individuals, ensuring that you put a spotlight on their success, particularly something like this, where individuals worked so hard to become citizens, right? Which then opens up, and you'd already mentioned, what does this provide? Opens up a full array of opportunities. You know, when they now they're citizens and they come to Black Hawk, they have the opportunity for Title IV financial aid. They also have ESL opportunities. Yeah. They can work on a pathway when it comes to advising. So all of these things fit the mission and vision of what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Okay, so this event specifically, this is a dinner. You guys are featuring, actually, I believe it is three different establishments.
Correct.
And you brought food from those establishments today. So Firdaus, tell us what you brought here today and the restaurants that are taking part.
So our dinner is basically celebrating diversity of this population.
Yes.
So today we have food from two of the vendors.
Okay.
And they're also, you know, supporting us.
Yeah.
So we have from Mantra on Harrison Street. We have chicken. We have chickpeas.
Yum.
We have cheese curry. And another kind of chicken curry, rice, and naan bread.
Naan bread. Mantra, obviously, is a local favorite of Indian cuisine. And we've got a couple of establishments that are just favorites. It smells amazing in here. So they're going to be featured at the dinner.
Yes.
Coming up. And then what is the one you have over here?
Here we have tamales of hope. We have tamales, rice, beans, and green salsa.
Amazing.
And we also have Taste of Ethiopia, who's gonna serve us their cuisine. So we have South Asian, Mexican, and Ethiopian food.
That's great.
We have several speakers, American-Mexican speaker, Chinese-American speaker, the Chancellor of Eastern Iowa Community Colleges.
Oh, we love him around here.
Dr. Wee, and we have a Togolese-American speaker, who's
That's
the
great.
President of their association.
And we should mention also, this event, Daniel, is free to folks.
It is.
So they can come, they can attend. But for us, we want to make sure that people register, right?
Yes,
there's
that's
food
the
involved.
Most. Please register, go online and register so that I can have food enough for everybody. That's the most important.
Firdaus, make sure she wants to feed everybody at this event. So please register, but also please go, even if you are not a refugee or an immigrant. This is a really great opportunity to understand, make friends with, learn about other cultures, and learn how you can help.
And honor the new citizens of the United States of America.
And it's inspiring.
We have free childcare till the age of 12.
Well, there I'm in. Just kidding. Okay, there's all the information on your screen. QC Air's annual Citizenship Honors Dinner is next Friday, April 19th at Black Hawk College in Moline. Doors open at 6:30. The event is free. Again, please register if you are planning on attending, and you can register by heading to qcair.org. Firdaus and Daniel, thank you so much for being here today and bringing all this amazing food and sharing what you do with the community.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you very much. Well, coming up, hit the red carpet for a fundraiser benefiting a documentary about the untold history of the Quad Cities LGBTQ plus community. We're going to sit down with the filmmakers and the organization working to preserve these stories.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, if you've always wanted to walk the red carpet, here's your chance. There's a red carpet film fundraiser happening in a couple of weeks, and your ticket will help ensure that an important documentary gets produced. From award-winning Fourth Wall Films, we have Kelly Rundle in the studio with us, and from the organization QC Pride and Memory, the Reverend Rich Hendricks. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks.
It's so nice to see you again together this time in the studio talking about such an amazing thing. We'll start with you, Kelly, talk a little bit about Fourth Wall Films, in case folks haven't caught you on one of our shows in the past. You guys are award-winning filmmakers, especially when it comes to documentaries.
Yeah, and we've been based here in the Quad Cities since 2007, prior to that in Los Angeles for 18 years. And we focus primarily on historical documentaries. We wanted to make Midwestern stories or tell Midwestern stories. So that's why we came back here to the Quad Cities, where I grew up.
Yeah, and you guys have done such amazing things in that time. Rich, speaking of amazing, talk about the mission behind QC Pride and Memory.
So Quad Cities Pride and Memory is an educational, charitable, historical organization, and we want to preserve stories. We want to tell the stories, and the reason we tell the stories is because they're important in their own right, but also because they're inspiring, and people today need to hear how others have overcome adversity in the past.
Yeah, absolutely, which is why you guys have decided that you want to create this documentary. Talk about why it is so important, you know, to have that, to have a film that will show people what folks here in the Quad Cities have been through.
Yes, because the stories are amazing, but it doesn't matter if nobody hears them.
Yeah.
And so the documentary will help shed light on their stories, you know, gets to tell the stories of some of those important individuals. You know, the whole reason we started this organization is because some of those key individuals have already left us. And so we want to make sure that we preserve this history before it's gone.
Yeah, absolutely. Hence the documentary, and you guys have already begun your work. So Kelly, talk with us about some of the historical events that you are trying to capture in the documentary, and maybe some of the folks that you've been speaking to already.
So I think we have about 10 interviews completed already, and we're learning as we go too. And so it's going to be a combination of personal stories, stories that took place in the community that might be, you know, more community-oriented stories. But then the context for that is really the national story too. So the final film, I think, is going to, you know, give an overview of all of those things. But it's going to be distinctively, you know, a Quad Cities story.
Yeah, which is what's so truly amazing about it, because there are so many stories I can imagine when you say personal stories of, you know, things that folks have been through that are really touching, you know. Okay, so I believe that we do have a clip from what you guys have been working on so far with the documentary. So let's play that.
I think it is important to preserve the history. I know for myself when I was younger to read about people that had gone before me and what they'd done, the experiences that they had, the traumatic events that they had to navigate. To read that as a young person can be very motivating. It can be very empowering. So I think that, yeah, that history is critically important.
Okay, just a small clip there from what is sure to be an amazing documentary. Rich, why do people need to be reminded about equality?
Wow, I wish they didn't need to be reminded about equality, but we live in an era of where people are stoking fears and hate. And so with this fundraiser, one of the movies that we're using to attract people to come is called How to Fight a Plague.
Yes.
And it refers to the fight against the HIV/AIDS epidemic, which a lot of the fight was against fear and shame and hateful, exclusionary kinds of behaviors. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we're seeing, you know, that same kind of thing take place today. So we want to make sure that we learn from the past and honor all those folks. And, you know, the Last Picture House is a great place to do that, because, you know, we've got local Quad City filmmakers and, you know, this local venue here.
I know. It's an amazing space, too, for anybody who's never been there, the Last Picture House. Kelly, talk a little bit about what people can expect when they purchase tickets and they go to this really great event at the Last Picture House.
Well, the part that I'm really privy to has to do with the two films.
Yes.
I mean, we're showing How to Survive a Plague.
Yes.
That came out in 2012, but was nominated for an Academy Award, and so it's a very remarkable and a moving film. Mm-hmm. We're going to show just a little bit of these things like you saw from the material we've gathered, and part of it is to just explain to the folks who are there why it's so important for them to help us to tell these stories. And there's more, I guess, about the other side of the
event. Yes, because documentaries are expensive.
Yes.
They are tremendously expensive. And so we need the community's help. We need your support to come out and have some fun with us. So, you know, it's $50, but it's a fundraiser. And so you get cocktails. You get to have your picture taken on the red carpet.
It's fun.
We've got some Augustana students who are helping us with this event and going to make it really fun. And so there'll be some little interviews if you choose to be. You don't have to be interviewed.
I just have a feeling, you know, folks are going to buy a ticket to this event because it just sounds like a really fun, cool event. But they're going to see what you guys are doing and how important the work is. And, you know, you're gonna make a lot of people just kind of want to stand behind you and support. Because after all said and done, it's our history, right? It's Quad Cities history.
Yes.
Okay, so here's all that information on the screen for anybody who may have missed anything. The Red Carpet Film Fundraiser, it is Sunday, April 28th at the Last Picture House in Davenport. Doors open at 6. You get that documentary sneak peek with a Q&A that starts at 7. Again, as Rich mentioned, tickets are $50. There is limited seating available, so make sure you get online and purchase immediately. There are a couple of links to register, but you're going to want to visit prideandmemorymovie.com because not only is there a link to purchase your ticket, but you're going to learn all about this amazing organization and the work you guys do in this community. Kelly and Rich, thank you.
Thank you so much for talking
with us today.
QC, that's where we work best when we're together. QC, that's where is brought to you by a partnership with the Quad Cities Chamber and Visit Quad Cities.
More than 200 high school students here locally will soon get an opportunity to connect with regional employers for immersive hands-on experiences. Now, Joanna Drake is here from the QC Chamber. Sarah Potter and Olivia Morgan are with Tri-City Electric. Thank you all for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a super fun segment ahead. So, Joanna, the Student Success Symposium, it is coming up. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. This is the very first year for this event, so super exciting. Talk about what students can expect.
Yeah, so the Student Success Symposium is a hands-on career experience fair where students get to engage with employers across the Quad Cities who will be showcasing their careers through live demonstrations. We're really excited about it, and we hope that they have some fun.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of cool stuff going on. Talk about kind of how businesses are getting involved, because I know a really big thing for the Chamber was making sure that this experience was going to be very hands-on, was going to be very immersive. It's not all about, you know, kind of lecturing and resumes. It's really showing these kids, you know, what's possible.
Yeah, so we're going to be at the River Center, and we're going to have some breakout rooms where kids can get some skills such as personal finance, personal branding, things like that. Cool. But when they're on the like main floor, they're going to be able to interact with different businesses who's going to bring things like blood pressure testing. I know Tri-City has some really exciting things.
Yes.
Also, ambulances are going to be there. So it's going to be a really fun time for the students, and they'll be able to really see what a career in that field would look like.
Very, very cool. As you mentioned, Tri-City Electric is one of the businesses that is going to be involved in this really cool event. So first of all, Sarah, talk a little bit about why this is important for you guys to be involved, really why you want to get out there and talk to these students, you know, while they're still in high school.
Yeah, so Tri-City is really excited about partnering with area schools as well as the Chamber. We are really focused on getting kids involved with the latest technology and getting them excited about the different careers that are within not only Tri-City and our affiliated companies, but also within the construction trades industry as well. I think a lot of students are surprised to find out that there's so many exciting careers, both in the field and on the professional side, as well as all the incredible technology that's used.
Yes, and you guys brought some really incredible technology with you today. Olivia, so let's kind of go down the line here. What you have here on the end, which people are going to go, of course, Morgan, I don't know, it's a 3D printer.
Yeah, so the 3D printer honestly has been very great to us in the past couple years because we'll run into issues out in the field where there's not really a tool that exists for that. So they'll bring their idea or their design into the office to us. We'll make a 3D model of it, show them on the computer what it would look like, and then we'll print it out. We'll send a rough draft out to the field. They'll tell us if anything needs tweaked.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's been super beneficial. And then we have a drone, which we'll use out on site. We use it a lot with our solar jobs.
Okay.
So they'll fly it up and around. They can use it to kind of scan, in a way, its own way of scanning out on the site. And then you can take those scans and use them as true sized up measurements and maps for what you're working on.
Crazy.
And then we have an Oculus.
Right. Which a lot of people got these for Christmas presents this year, but you guys are utilizing this in a very, very cool way.
Yes, so a great benefit for it is on the client end more so.
Okay, you're gonna let me try it.
Okay, let me set you up because it went offline. So a great way for us to use this is with the clients. So we can take the 3D models that we have of their buildings that we're working on.
Okay.
And we can have them be able to essentially be within the building before it's even built or while it's being built, but not in a way that they can be in the building.
Yeah.
And they can then see for themselves in a more true way rather than just a 2D print on a table.
Which can be so hard to comprehend.
Yes, 100%.
She's kind of setting this thing up, and she let me check it out earlier. And it does feel like, Sarah, you are immersed in whatever building that she gets you set up in. And we're gonna try and show people on the screen what it looks like, but kind of like explain to people why this is also beneficial for maybe somebody who is just starting out in the business at Tri-City Electric or somebody who's training, how this technology, especially like the Oculus, can be, you know, super helpful and beneficial.
Right, so it's, you know, when we think of tools, we usually think about hand tools and power tools, but the technology that's available these days is really incredible, and it's also very resourceful. So it can help across several of our departments on all sorts of different jobs.
Yeah, I can only imagine. And Joanna, a lot of, you know, industries these days, we're not talking specific to the Quad Cities, but really nationwide, one of the issues that they are struggling with is workforce. So kind of explain why you guys are really gearing this event toward juniors.
Yeah, so we know that a lot of juniors or seniors are starting to engage in their next steps of after high school, and so we want them to have the opportunity to see what job options are out there for them and see if the careers that they're choosing is something that they're actually interested in.
I'm trying to look at you while you're talking to me, and I cannot get over how cool this is. So I will say, they let me try this a little bit earlier, and I did get stuck in a closet, so what I'm gonna try and do is find a different way out.
This is your teleport.
Oh, okay. She's showing me how to teleport. So basically what I'm doing, I don't know, can they see this on the screen,
Beth?
Yes,
they can.
They can. Okay. So I'm going to teleport into this office. So this is where I'm at. I'm in the office. I can turn around. I can look out at where I just came from. But oh my goodness, amazing. So explain again, Olivia, how you guys can like utilize this.
Yeah, so this is
for electric.
Right, so within it you can see like all your lighting fixtures, and especially for ones if they have hanging lights, like your pendant lights.
Yeah.
Because we've had before in the past where someone chooses an elevation and that's what they're really set on without kind of really being able to see that elevation in their head realistically, and then they go in and bump their heads. So this is a great way to avoid those things before things are actually installed.
This is so cool. Okay, so I mean, you know, I definitely, you know, kind of sound like a little bit of a nerd here, but I have to ask, when you show this to clients, are they, oh my gosh, I'm in a totally different position. When you show this to clients, are they like me? Are they like, this is so amazing, I can't believe that you guys
have
this?
You have all all spots of the spectrum, people are on it. So
yeah,
some are like, oh yeah, give it to me, I can run it, I'll go. And some are like, what is this?
That is amazing. Okay, so students, that is just one of the businesses, one of the companies that is involved in this. So get excited. Student Success Symposium hosted by the QC Chamber is Tuesday, April 23rd from 9:30 to 1:45. It is at the River Center in downtown Davenport. And for more information on this brand new chamber initiative, visit quadcitieschamber.com. Joanna, Sarah, Olivia, thank you so much for being here today.
That was super duper fun.
I appreciate it. Well, still to come on Quad Cities Live, giving kids the tools they need to be supportive of one another on stage and in life. A closer look at an Eastern Iowa youth improv group next.
Live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Yes, and it's a phrase synonymous with improv groups. And today we're getting to know a regional improv group that is providing summer programming for kids. Well, we want to welcome from Yesandia Youth Improv, Lane Sheets and Jake Trumper. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much for being here today. And am I saying that right, Yesandia?
Yes, you got that perfect.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I was trying to figure out. So I got the yes and
yes
out of that. So Jake, kind of explain to the audience or folks that are unfamiliar what that is.
So yes and is a popular game that you're going to play in improv. It's one of the building blocks of improv. If you're new to it, it's the perfect way to get your foot in the door with learning how to do improv, how to build a scene with a bunch of people. And that's kind of where the idea of Yes Andia, the camp, came.
I love that. It's kind of like you never want to put a period on the end of that sentence.
Yes.
Because that's when the improv ends. That's when the fun is over. You don't ever want the fun to be over. So Lane, talk about how Yes Andia got started and kind of just the overall mission behind your programming.
Sure. Yeah, Yes Andia started as our summer camp 2 years ago. This will be our third summer running it. And it started behind just some high schoolers saying that they wish they could do more improv. So kind of a quirky idea to do it as a summer camp grew into a we said yes and to, you know, a 15-year-old who wanted it. And now our mission really has grown to being like, how can we teach public speaking skills? How can we teach listening skills? All these other, everything that we do in life is so on the spot. So how can we introduce that while also giving them a fun performance element?
Yeah, you know, improv is terrifying for a lot of people. And I'm sure, Jake, that it's terrifying for kids who are just getting started, but this should not be a reason for them to not try it.
That is the biggest thing that we want to do is being on a stage, doing stuff. It can be scary. I was scared when I first did it. Now I do radio at US 104.9, and it all started with improv because it creates this safe environment where you're just playing yes and. What we're doing right now, you're just hanging out with your friends, doing this, and this camp puts you in that safe space to allow you, if you've got a kid or you know a kid who has that drive and wants to do it, but they might be a little scared, this is the perfect place to start it and give them an opportunity to learn.
I haven't ever met a more welcoming community than you know, an acting or a theater or an improv community. I really do feel like, you know, they're all there to kind of let you trip and fall and then you know, kind of embrace you at the end of it. So very cool. Okay, so we want to talk about camp. We're going into our third year of camp. So Lane, what happens at camp? It's like a 3-day long
thing? Okay. It's a 3-day long extravaganza of all sorts of different stuff. We want to build, we want you to be with your friends, but we also want to introduce you to other people. One of the cool things is seeing these kids from other schools see each other at contests and other things throughout the year. So putting you with in new situations, letting our people who have some experience lead those who don't, improv games, but also trying to incorporate that feel of summer camp. So what are some games that you play in summer camp? What are the way we, how do we team build? How do we build that community in that way too?
Very cool. And then Jake, at the end of it, they have kind of a chance to show off some of the skills that they may have gained.
Yep. So we're the summer camp is on a farm. You're having all that stuff.
Fun.
And then you've got the final show on stage, which is kind of the big thing where you're doing improv with all the other kids from the other schools. And the big thing is the other schools, right? Like if there's a school here who wants to start an improv group, that's another thing we want to offer is like, don't be afraid to message us on the website and be like, hey, we want to learn more about starting a group, doing that. Even if you can't make it to camp, we want to just help because there's so many great professional improv groups here.
Yeah.
Getting those kids introduced to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's great. You have, you know, kids learning from people who are a little more seasoned mm-hmm. at this. That brings me into as well, before we move on and give people information about the camp, you do workshops mm-hmm. Yes. and you have showcases. Mm-hmm. And you actually have a showcase coming up pretty soon here in Cedar Rapids.
In Cedar Rapids, yep.
So that's kind of like a young adult showcase and mm-hmm. Kind of just describe how kids get the chance to learn from adults when it comes to this.
Sure, yeah, one of the most rewarding things, we kind of did a trial version of this in December, basically. And what we found was not only did the kids thrive in the environment with a real full audience, but they grew so much because they had the chance to perform in front of people who weren't just like their parents or judges. So they got a chance to work with the professional improvers and kind of get that feel.
Yes.
Okay, well, yes.
Yes and. Okay. Yeah.
We are saying yes. Okay, so you just saw the poster there for the summer camp, but there's the info for you. The Yesandia Summer Camp is July 10th through 13th. There is a showcase on the 13th in Cedar Rapids, like we were just talking about. Now, for more information on all of their programming, you can just head to yesandia.com, or if you want to learn more specifically about the camp, we've got that website also on your screen. Any need for volunteers or anything like that?
If there is someone who loves doing improv, maybe they just graduated high school and they want to, they're more than welcome to reach out. The biggest thing is just building that community.
All right, well, Lane and Jake, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll be right back with Wins after this. All right, now it is time for our Wins of the Week. So happy to be back here with you, Eric.
You
just took a trip recently, and that kind of plays into your win this week.
Yeah, I was off last weekend. I was in North Carolina for the very first time. Beautiful state.
Yeah.
So I had to go to Raleigh, and on the way back, and I didn't realize this until about 2 weeks before the eclipse, that I would be in the air crossing the path of totality.
That's awesome.
During, well, around the eclipse. Unfortunately, it moved a lot faster than we did. So we kind of had to look way to the east, and we didn't really see that much. I did notice a little bit of dimming on my flight.
Yes, you can see it in your photos.
So that was kind of a bonus. But I really think my win was, and I know we just lost OJ yesterday. You probably, if you're older, know him for those commercials where he's running through the airport. Well, my connection was late from Raleigh to Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
And after I got to Charlotte, I literally had to run through two concourses. I was at the end of
there
one
was a flash
and had to get
Eric.
To the end of another.
I've been there.
Yeah, jumping over luggage.
I have been to the Charlotte airport.
Yeah.
And if you are on the opposite side,
it's a bit of a stretch.
A minute. Yeah.
And then I got on the wrong people mover. I almost had to jump over that, but I got there as they were getting ready to shut the door. So I just made it back in time.
So multiple wins of the week for Eric. You got to see the eclipse from the skies and he made it back.
And North Carolina, beautiful state. I've always wanted to go. Now
very
I will
cool.
go back probably.
Very, very cool. Okay. So I had to think pretty hard about my win of the week today. But it actually turned out that meeting one of the guests on my show, it was just yesterday, is one of my wins of the week.
Okay.
I got to meet this amazing woman. Her name is Becky Wren, and she is fighting a very rare form of cancer and has been for some time now. One of the coolest people that you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Talking to her was amazing. And there is actually a benefit for Becky tomorrow called Be Strong for Becky. The coolest part is it's an arm wrestling competition.
Oh, wow.
And people can pay to arm wrestle. And you are raising money for Becky because she's back and forth between Chicago and here, getting infusions and things like that for her leukemia. And hoping for another bone marrow transplant. So her Be Strong for Becky fundraiser, I just wanted to kind of push that again. It is tomorrow at Bent River, super fun spot. It's gonna be a great day for it. It's from 4 to 9 p.m. You don't have to pay to go, but it would be great to help them kind of fundraise for her, a friend and neighbor. She's worked with Living Lands and Waters and all kinds of organizations.
And you know, obviously we wish her the best in her journey through this, but it's always those people who come into your life that offer the most inspiration.
Yeah.
So it's neat that
she's
you pick her as your
my win of the week.
Yeah.
So with that, thank you guys so much for watching QCL, and we'll see you on Monday.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks.